It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning.
We told you about it, and it's here, that cold front moving through North Texas overnight.
And between dropping temperatures and that wind, wow, it'll blow the mustard off your corny dog if you plan on going to the state fair today. Let's bring in Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Danny, it's nice, though.
I love your advice, and it's free. Mustard.
Yes.
And guess where I'll be today?
You're going to go to the fair.
At the state fair.
Okay.
So I will think of you when my mustard blows off my corny dog, for sure. Temperatures are in the 50s this morning, folks. 93 yesterday. Yeah, 40-degree temperature drop in about 12 hours. That cold front moved through yesterday evening. So we'll be dealing with some wind today and below-average temperatures with highs in the upper 60s.
So what is it about the change in the weather that causes a change in our habits, too? This SMU student is ready for fall.
I love it. I love all my outfits that I have planned for it. I just watch Gilmore Girls, drink tea.
Yes, but, you know, don't expect all those beautiful changing leaves just yet. And don't tell her, oh my gosh, it's going to be 90 again by next week. Welcome
what?
To Texas, girl.
Oh,
welcome
no.
to Texas.
Yeah, we'll stop that music. It's 7:05 at KRLD, and when you step outside the door, you might be surprised. A drop in the temperatures, but also you'll be surprised by the wind.
Here along Central Expressway near the High Five in Dallas, it's really chilly this morning. We're not used to this kind of weather yet. Temperatures were in the mid-90s yesterday. This morning, down into the low 50s, so that's a drop of at least 40 for most of us. It all started about 8 o'clock last night. The cold front started coming through, and the winds turned around out of the north-northeast, probably about 25 or 30, even 35 at times. And it really feels chilly because we've been used to these hot temperatures all summer. Now, you're definitely going to want to layer up this morning. And if you have kids that are going to be out at the bus stop, they need an extra layer, too. Now, I know they'll probably fight you on this. They always do. But make them put something on because it's going to be very chilly standing out in this wind at the bus stop. In Dallas, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And how does this affect you, this cold weather, besides the slap in the face from that cold wind? Well, with a drop in temperatures, you might hop in your car this morning and see that your low tire pressure warning light has come on.
Typically, when we lose about 10 degrees weather overnight, you lose about a pound of air pressure. So typically, when it drops about 30 to 40 degrees, we lose about 5 pounds of pressure in our tires.
From Discount Tire there on I-20 in Arlington, Jordan says it's wise to stop and put air in your tires as soon as possible. You can do it yourself, of course, but they'll do it for you, and they won't even charge you. You don't even have to get out of your nice, warm car.
Lots of back and forth and finger pointing in the one and only debate between Ted Cruz and Colin Allred in the Texas Senate seat race. KRLD's Austin York has more on the Texas debate on WFAA.
Both hit their strong issues and tried to attack the other for being on the wrong side. Allred spoke about abortion.
When I'm the United States Senate, we'll restore a woman's right to choose. We'll make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again. And we'll make these stories of seeing these horrific experiences going on all over our state something of the past.
Cruz hit immigration hard.
When Donald Trump was president, I worked hand in hand with President Trump to secure the border, and we achieved incredible success. We produced the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years.
Both attacked the other for their voting records.
Congressman Allred has voted to tell you, a mother at home, you have no right to know if your daughter's getting an abortion. That's an extreme position. And I can tell you, the overwhelming majority of Texans do not agree with Congressman Allred's extreme position.
When the toughest border security bill in a generation came up in the United States Senate, $20 billion for border security, he said, we don't need a border bill. And, you know, listen, this is a pattern for him. He's never there for us when we need him.
Foreign policy, transgender rights, and the economy were also highlighted. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
All right, here's some advice for would-be thieves. If you want to rob somebody, it's probably a good idea to first determine whether that person is a law enforcement official.
Okay, Chicago resident Desmond White found that out the hard way when he robbed an off-duty Cook County Sheriff's deputy over the weekend. And the deputy pulled out his service weapon and the two exchanged shots. White was injured in the exchange and is now facing several charges.
Duncanville's police chief is praising one of his officers for her quick action that helped save a baby's life.
Duncanville police got a 911 call on September 6th about a woman who had just given birth, but the baby was having problems.
The baby is born and it's not breathing.
Officer Anahi Figueroa was one of the first people on scene and began life-saving measures. The child coughed up some fluids and started breathing on its own.
Yeah, he's crying. He's crying.
Duncanville Police Chief Matthew Stogner has presented her with the city's life-saving award.
Officer Figueroa's rapid thinking and decisive actions exemplify her dedication and commitment to public safety.
From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Last summer, fare discounts put the squeeze on many airlines, but the latest results from United suggest the company is bouncing back from the deep price cuts. United's third quarter profit beat Wall Street estimates. The company saw a 20% rise in sales of basic economy tickets, a 13% jump in corporate travel, and a 5% increase in sales tied to premium fares. United also authorized a new $1.5 billion share buyback. The parent company of Grubhub reports a drop in orders for the latest quarter. In North America, they tumbled 12%. Just Eat Takeaway is still considering either a partial or full sale of Grubhub. The Amsterdam-based company has been working to boost order growth through partnerships and loyalty programs. It has also expanded into non-food categories. Futures are mixed this morning. It was a lower close for Wall Street yesterday. Declines range from around 0.75% to 1%. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
The Biden-Harris administration now admits that an Afghan national that was arrested in Oklahoma City, accused of plotting an Election Day terror attack, did not undergo certain vetting that they previously claimed that he had passed.
Not bitterly cold, but this morning we are welcoming a big change in the weather.
This morning we have 40s and 50s around the area. Still have north winds gusting to 25. They'll relax later on today, but only 68 for a high.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff says pull out that jacket or hoodie this morning before you hit the road.
The Dallas Stars are still unbeaten. Here's Tristan Rines.
It came down to the shootout, but the Stars were able to make it four in a row to open the season with this shot.
If he can score his first shootout goal, he'll end the game. Johnston scores! Perfection! In the shootout, on the homestand, for the season so far.
The call on Victory Plus, the final 3-2 from the 24-hour news center. I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The well runs dry for some storm relief money.
In the wake of Hurricanes Helene and Milton, the Small Business Administration has run out of money for its disaster assistance loans. Congress would have to approve more funding and as of now will not convene until after the election. The SBA is pausing new loan offers, but the program administrator says people should keep submitting applications. About 50 30,000 of them have come in for the two recent storms. The SBA has made 700 offers totaling $48 million. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The U.S. Supreme Court has opened the door for a social media reporter from Laredo to sue the city and the police department.
The High Court has wiped away the qualified immunity given to police who arrested Priscilla Villarreal for two stories she posted on her Facebook reporting page. Villarreal disclosed the name of a Border Patrol agent who committed suicide, and she published details of an accident. While she confirmed both stories with police before putting it on her page, police had not issued public reports on either. The city used an obscure 23-year-old law to arrest Villarreal for disclosing information that had not been made public. That got tossed, but the courts ruled that Villarreal could not sue police for wrongful arrest. The Supreme Court decided otherwise and sent the case back to the Fifth Circuit for action. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.